I guess just the first thing on the radar here is that USDA report out from Friday. The response to it, was it more dramatic than you thought it should be, or how are you viewing that, Darrell?
Well, ahead of the report, I think people mostly thought that trade might be, you know, firm, maybe slightly higher, but then we went limit up, and yes, it was a surprise in that, with respect to the stocks being significantly lower than what trade expectations were.
Right across the board, I mean, all three major commodities, wheat, soybeans, and corn, didn't even come close to the trade's expectations. How come there, Darrell?
Well, the demand has just simply, you know, been much stronger than what was anticipated this fall, and I think also the corn yields were lower than what was projected going into the fall harvest. So a combination of tightening supply, stronger demand, and now, of course, a very heavy influx of investment capital coming into the commodity sector looking for a better place to return on the money as we have slipping stock markets and lower interest rates.
So this USDA report, more fuel to the fire here. Everyone's wondering how far these markets can rally further, Darrell. Are there some key things that you're starting to watch in these different sectors here?
Well, what I would look for now, Ray, is just simply technical signals, and that's a function of market action. Typically, at the end of a bull move, you'll have a market make a substantial new high, but the trading volume will be reduced. In fact, you'll start to see the open interest, which is the number of outstanding contracts, starting to go down rather than going up, which means that we're not attracting any new fresh money into the marketplace. So we'll look for those kinds of typical type blow-off signals here. When that happens, it's not a matter of if, it will happen. But we are into uncharted territory now as far as where previous highs are concerned, with the exception of the canola crop.
Darrell, just on that volume issue, though, right now we're seeing more volume pick up in our markets, are we not?
The last information that I've got is that the volume and open interest is continuing to climb for most commodities here and most of the grains. So we're continuing to favor the status quo, which is higher prices, which we're seeing again today in today's markets.
Darrell, on the wheat side of this equation, when we had talked a little while ago, you kind of put a $10 figure as kind of that psychologically important mark. We're well past that now. Does that bode well for the markets to go higher here?
I would say, and in particular, Ray, in the new crop December 8 position, it's a full almost $2 a bushel discount to the nearby March. Now, normally, that's a normal type market in a bull situation that you'll have the new crop discount, but that crop now is starting to have to fight for acres with corn and soybeans, oilseeds, etc. So in my opinion here, it's probably got room to advance in that particular position.
How big of a factor is that winter wheat acreage number that came out of the USDA report and showing it, particularly in Kansas, only a 3% bump in seeded acres? Was that a big surprise, Darrell?
I think it was a big surprise. And again, the wheat is, of course, kind of the discount market in relation to its competitors. So there's clearly not enough of a price signal in terms of the spreads between wheat, corn, and soybeans to encourage additional acreage at this time.
So spring wheat acres are going to be the next thing to watch then, Darrell?
Very much so, and as we come into the current crop year, it's getting to be spring wheat has got a lot of problems. Not only is it, discount to competing crops, but it has failed to keep up with the technological advances that have happened in the corn and soybean markets. There's no genetically modified spring wheat available to the marketplace, so it's rapidly starting to move into a specialty issue. So the price movement on that could become quite dramatic if all the acres go elsewhere.